This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a Midwest native to my left who has returned to his roots and will be releasing his fourth solo project, Hate It or Love It, off of DTP and Def Jam Records this December. Repping the Lou and the Midwest, it's my man Chingy. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. I'm laughing in the flesh, you dig? I couldn't be better. Like I said, I'm finishing up this project, Hate It or Love It. I got a couple feature artists on there, Rick Ross, Anthony Hamilton, Trey Songz, Bobby Valentino, A. Marie, Ludacris, Steph Jones, my homeboy. Pretty good album, man, and you know what? Worked hard on it. LT, my homeboy from Atlanta, LT, he did a lot of the production, and the homeboy KL did some production. Basically, where I got the title Hate It or Love It from is my return to Disturbing the Peace. So either you hate it or either you love it. Whichever which you choose. And this is really for the haters. I'm still going to maintain and do what I do. And for the ones that got love for me, I got love for them, and I appreciate them, and that's why I do this. First single with A. Marie, like I said, Fly Like Me. You know, it's a fun record, just really talking about how I traveled the world, been a lot of places, seen a lot of women, but it's this one woman that really attracts me, that's got me head over heels for, and one day she possibly could end up being my future wife or something like that.
Let's talk about this for a second. A. Marie's featured on the track, like you mentioned, and she opens up the song with the line, "Now you've been around the world and you've seen a lot of girls, but ain't never seen a girl look so fly like me." So is that true, Chingy? Is A. Marie hotter than every girl you've ever seen on tour?
No, she's not hotter than every girl I've ever seen.
She up
there. A. Marie is pretty, but I've seen some girls, you know, prettier. Don't get it twisted. She's pretty, but I've seen some girls prettier, man. I'm not going to lie about the situation. I ain't going to sit here and tell you, yeah, she's the hottest thing on earth. I haven't seen anybody look better. You know what I mean?
You got to keep it real. I appreciate that.
But at the same time, she is a pretty woman.
No, she is very pretty. You mentioned Hate It or Love It, the title of the new album. Does that name suggest how you feel people will respond not only to your situation, but also to your music? You know, you've been established now, fourth solo project. At this point, either they're on your bandwagon or either you're not, right?
And see, that's how I look at it. Either you with me or you're not. Either you love me or either you hate me. That's how I look at it now, because I've dropped 3 albums. This is my 4th album. It's not hurting me, because I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing for all the ones that don't like me and that hate me. And for the ones who don't like me and that hate me, they don't know me to judge me. But we all know that people are going to judge you anyway, just because that's just life.
Exactly. Let's expand this conversation about Hate It or Love It. What is one thing you absolutely hate about the current state of the recording industry? Because it's changed quite a bit since you first jumped on.
One thing that I hate about it now, it's not exclusive anymore. You can get a little camera, go outside in front of a lake and put some music behind you and wiggle your leg and make it a dance and put it on YouTube. You might get a record deal just because of it.
That's certainly what Soulja Boy did, and look what
and I'm not downing Soulja Boy or even talking about him. I'm just saying the business not exclusive like it used to be. The music industry used to be an exclusive business, to where there was like a secret society.
Exactly.
To get in. But now it's not like that. Now it's like, if you got any catchy little song, it could be stupid and you can get signed off of it.
All you need is a $2 microphone, copy of Pro Tools, a computer, and online access, and mm-hmm. You're made. That's it.
That's what I hate.
I couldn't agree more, but let's flip the script here. What is one thing you absolutely love about the current state of the recording industry?
I'm starting to see more togetherness and more people uniting. Like the other day, I was at a DJ Khaled's remix shoot for I'm So Hood, and KRS-One was there, and he was in this room doing these Stop the Violence takes on the microphone, and he said he's about to put together another self-destruction song with the new artist and make it a whole movement. Because right now, if you look at it, if we don't stand up for this hip-hop thing, we may be headed to self-destruction, because it's people that are trying to take this away from us. And some people on the streets and in this industry, that's all they got. So we have to stand up for this hip-hop thing.
It's interesting. Last time we spoke, we discussed how it's so hard for artists from our area, the Midwest, to collaborate with one another. And just last week, I was able to hear your brand new song, St. Louis, with Huey and Jenna, both from the area. What was it like to be able to know that you could collaborate with people from the area and show everybody it's not so hard to get down with people from your same city?
Right. Well, actually, man, with that song, I sent it to Nelly. I sent it to Huey, because at the time, Huey and Nelly had some type of feuding going on. So I wanted actually to bring all 3 of us together on that song, but it didn't happen. It didn't work. to show St. Louis that we can come together and stand up for our city. So here we got on the song, and I guess Nail passed on the song, but it's a St. Louis anthem that I was trying to get a point across with that song.
You said you were trying to make a point with the single, which I think is absolutely great, but do you think without Nelly on there, knowing the history that you've had with him, knowing the history that Huey currently has with Nelly, was that point made?
No, I don't think the point was made. I mean, no, the point was made to my extent because I still got the song across. I still did the song, and it's still a St. Louis anthem, and I made it for St. Louis, period, whether I would have did it myself.
Okay.
It's called St. Louis Niggas. And I wanted to get all of us on that record because Nelly's a big commodity in St. Louis for us, this music industry. Me, I'm a St. Louis icon for coming out what I did. And Huey's steady growing, doing what he do. So I just wanted the biggest artist of St. Louis right now. And I'm going to do a remix.
What is it going to take for you and Nelly then, without anybody else on the track, to finally work together? Because last time I asked you if you guys were going to work together, you said, you know what? Z, I don't really know. Who knows? 2 years later, same question. What's the answer?
And I still don't know.
That's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world for you. I can't understand why it's so difficult. For years, I didn't understand why it was so difficult for an artist like Twista from Chicago and the Bone Thugs from Cleveland to come together. Finally now, almost 10 years after A Silly Beef, they're collaborating. What is it going to take? I mean, for you guys to actually record a track together and not just do it because it's what people want to hear, but do it because you're cool with each other and you want to do it.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I love to work with Nelly. I've always admired dude's music and always admired what he did. But to be honest, I don't know what it's going to take to do a record with him. Like, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Hopefully it won't be another 2 years before we do another interview, but hopefully in that time something will change and you guys will be able to come together. Someone who was able to come together with you was Ludacris, the man who you originally signed your DTP contract with.
Uh-huh.
You returned to that camp. What had to happen in order for you to be a part of DTP again?
It was always, the love was always there. They still had love for me. I still had love for them. It was a misunderstanding and miscommunication what happened. We sat down and talked about it. Everybody put their feelings on the table in this hotel room where we talked it out, put it in the past, and next thing you know, I'm back on Disturbing the Peace, and it's all love, it's family, and we finna move forward.
In retrospect, do you feel your career would have taken a different route had you stayed with DTP from
yes,
the jump
and
off?
The reason I would say it would have took a different route because Shaka Zulu, Jeff Dixon, Chris, and everybody work as a team, and they know how to go in directions and execute. When I was on Capitol, without Disturbing the Peace, Capitol really didn't know what direction to take me, and I would try to give them direction, but they didn't really listen.
Do you think they don't know how to properly promote urban artists on their roster?
I honestly think they don't know how to properly promote urban artists. They promote singles. They don't promote the album.
If Chingy ran for president of the United States of America, what would his campaign slogan be?
My campaign slogan would be, no talking, just execute.
Okay, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words, basically.
I could not agree more. If you're thinking about running for president and you need a running mate, just let me know. I'll hook you
up. I'll definitely let you know. And first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to start with the ghettos and neighborhoods all around the country and fix them up.
Well, Chingy, it's been a pleasure, man. Go ahead, give everybody a website or a MySpace page. They can find out more about the brand new album, Hate It or Love It, dropping this December.
Well, what you can do is go to MySpace/Chingy.com. And you'll find out everything about your boy right there at MySpace.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I hope you enjoyed your chicken sandwich and the interview.
I enjoyed both. Cool. I actually enjoyed the chicken sandwich better, though.
Really? That hurts.
Yeah, because it was good and I was hungry. I was starving. But the interview was great.
Had you not had the chicken sandwich, the interview would have been on top, right?
The interview would have been on top. The interview is second, the chicken sandwich first. But if I ain't have it, you definitely would have been first.
Well, I could take that. I appreciate it. Nothing but the best of luck, my man.
All right, man. You be cool.